When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
A listener is self-publishing her book on Kindle Direct Publishing and hopes to drum up reviews. She understands how important it is to have some reviews, especially in the beginning, but she's wondering, can she contact customers who've left reviews for other authors in the same genre? Now, she'll explain a little bit more in her question. First of all, welcome to Side Hustle School. I'm so glad you're here. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Every single day I'm making this podcast. I've been doing it since January 1, 2017. It's for people like you who are busy, have a lot of responsibility, a lot of stuff going on, but like the idea of creating more than one source of income. Like the idea of, you know, building some dependence away from their employer, who like the idea of being able to pursue a creative project, do something they enjoy, perhaps write a book in this case, but also get paid for it. So that's the common thread. That's what links, you know, everybody who's part of this community. And if you have just recently stumbled upon Side Hustle School, I am so glad. As I said, I'm so glad you're listening. Thank you for being part of it. I hope it's going to be helpful and interesting and inspiring to you over time. So can you give people a book in exchange for reviews? That's what we're talking about. I have several thoughts on this. So let's hear from our listener after this quick shout out to our sponsor. Thank you, sponsor. Thank you, listeners.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, Chris. This is Jamie from Oakland, and I found your show last year and have been enjoying the content and the puns. My question is, can I contact people who leave online reviews? I'm self-publishing a novel using Kindle Direct Publishing, and I have an idea to contact people who've left positive reviews for authors in a similar genre. Can I offer them a copy of the book in exchange for an honest review? It seems like they're the perfect readers for me, but I don't want to get in trouble with Amazon. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Hey, Jamie, thank you so much for listening. Congratulations on your upcoming book. A lot of our listeners have used Kindle Direct Publishing, and had a range of outcomes, just like anything else in life, right? Like some have done well. Some have had some learning experiences from it. So I wish you every success. And let's talk about reviews, because it's really smart that Jamie's thinking ahead about how can she get reviews. Super important, especially in the beginning of a book launch or really any product on Amazon, even if you're selling something using the Fulfilled by Amazon platform, reviews are everything. Or maybe they're not everything, but they are a lot, okay? So will you get in trouble with Amazon for doing this? Probably not. Amazon is really not going to care, especially if you're doing it on a very small scale, especially if you're asking for honest reviews, which Jamie mentioned. So that's not really my concern. However, there's a few challenges. The biggest challenge is it's a lot of work. Okay, like I have a friend who's actually done this and, he wrote to me about it once and he's like, look, Chris, here's this amazing process. He actually has written to a lot of different people and sent out free books and, you know, has always been really clear and transparent about the process, not telling people what to say, et cetera. But still, I'm like, man, I'm glad that you got these reviews, but this is a lot of work because Amazon doesn't publish, you know, reviewers' contact info for obvious reasons. So you have to go and find that. Then most people you contact probably aren't going to reply. Many of them won't follow up, even if you send them a book. And granted, the cost is lower with sending them a digital copy of the book than with sending them a physical copy, which is what my friend did. But still, it's a lot. And then speaking of, I had another conversation recently with a different author, and we were talking about reviews, and he said, it's like pulling teeth, you know, to get people to leave reviews. It's so, so difficult. And I was like, you know what? That's actually true. I feel like this is something that has changed. Despite the fact that it's easier than ever to leave ratings and reviews on platforms like Amazon, there must also be this kind of like review fatigue that sets in, which I suppose, like, you know, I order my food from DoorDash or Uber Eats or one of those services just about every day. And, you know, they're always asking me to like rate the driver and rate the restaurant. And I try to do that because I know that reviews are important, but I realize like I'm being asked for reviews all the time. So perhaps that's what it is. People are just resistant to it. So it takes some extra prodding and such. So nothing wrong with prodding people, nothing wrong with, you know, trying to get as many reviews as you can. I think it's going to take some effort. Also, one more challenge here. Amazon gives much greater weight to people who have purchased the book or product through their platform. And that's why with every review, it will say verified buyer, something like that, on the review when that person has actually purchased it. And in some cases, they might not even publish other reviews that, you know, don't go through their system. And I wouldn't be surprised if that actually becomes a policy at some point. Like every review post on Amazon has to come from a verified purchase. So I don't think that has happened yet, at least not across the whole platform, but I wouldn't be surprised if it does at some point. Now, all that said, it is important to have a good number of reviews for your book. So if you're up for it, you know, go for it. I just might start with, you know, a smaller circle. I might start with some other people you know or any networks that you're in, forums or Facebook groups or other networks. There are a bunch of those out there. I might start with that first, just because it might be a little bit easier. Well, that is my take on that. Thank you so much again, Jamie. Thank you, listeners, all of our listeners who are trying to write a book or pursue some creative project. I'm thinking of you. I'm cheering you on. Keep going. And if you have a question of your own, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. I'm excited to keep bringing them to you throughout the year, and I hope you'll keep tuning in. All right, that's all for today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.